yesterday I took baby Ruby and Dean for a walk right after dinner. And I live in just a normal neighborhood. You know, there's houses and the houses have landscapers. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking towards a landscape truck and they're like packing up. And all of a sudden I hear like, damn it. How many times have I told you?
Whoa.
That's aggressive.
And like I was like, Dean, he was ahead of me on his bike. I go, Dean, come back here, dude, because I don't know what's going on. I can't see. Yeah. I just hear it. And I walk closer and closer, and the guy's going, how many times do I tell you? Strap it in this way. The last time you did it, it dumped over everywhere, and it's cost me money, but it's not, and he's going off. It's not your equipment, so you don't care. He's going off to some guy, and he goes, you know what? That's it. This was your last day.
No way.
We hear this, and Dean goes, hi.
Right on cue. And your son is like, way beyond his years. I can see Dean like walking over and be like, hi, can I help you with something? Like, maybe I can help strap.
Dean loves construction stuff. He'd be like, hi, I can help work.
I'll work. Yeah. I can work the zero turn lawnmower. But the guy's walking from the back of the trailer to his door. And that's when we saw him. And he goes, hi. And the guy goes, hey, buddy, don't ever own a business.
Oh, don't bring your son into it.
I couldn't wait to get home and tell Amanda. I was like, Dean, tell mom what we saw. You know, and he's like, a rock. I was like, no.
The good stuff.
We saw someone get fired on the spot. So yeah. We want to know from you guys at 704-570-9595. Have you ever fired someone on the spot, been fired on the spot, or witnessed it? Because that changes everything. Like, pack up and go. Basically, this guy was going to drive him back to wherever he goes, mm-hmm. and that guy was getting in his car and never working again there.
I feel like I saw a coworker of mine named Jennifer get fired one time when I was a server at Country Cookin', the All-American Country Buffet. You know, they had a small office, and I mean, it's as big as like a closet. And I could see what two people standing close to each other having a heated argument. Jennifer comes out, opens up the cabinet, grabs an apron, storms out. I ain't making this up. She comes back and she got the wrong apron.
That's the worst.
She had to get the right apron because our aprons had our names on it. She had to get the right apron and she left and she never came back again.
I'm restorming out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they ended up putting a note saying, hey, she's no longer with the restaurant. But I think that was a firing. I think it was.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Didn't go as smooth as she wanted.
No.
Storms out, had to come back
in. Dang it, I wanted to make a big exit.
Yeah.
Firing them on the spot.
This is Jessica Monroe. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You actually fired someone?
Yes, yesterday morning. I have an employee who, like, continuously hangs out on their cell phone. And I work at a retail store where we're with customers all day. So that's not really an appropriate thing, you know, 90-day law in North Carolina, all that good stuff. So it was just time to completely call it quits yesterday. Called her on her phone, it hits you on that nerve, and was like, you know what, I think we've had enough, go ahead and go home.
What's the 90-day law, just out of curiosity?
So within, I don't know if it's just my company or with North Carolina, you have like a 90-day probation period where, you know, you kind of get a feel for the person.
It's good for us to know.
If it's going to work out with them or not.
Before Beasley Media Group fires us, they have to give us 90 days. They have to tell us, like, hey, you're on probation.
I think it's probably 90 days from when you start. Probationary period.
You could do they could fire you for whatever, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. So, and just the cell phone use around customers. And, you know, sometimes it's definitely a thing. You know, it's your company. You got to make sure the right thing is being done, and cell phones around customers, it's a big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
Fired on the spot. So dramatic, too. Like, this guy was like, damn it!
Well, the girl, like, she didn't even have a car, like, to drive to work. Her boyfriend's been driving her, so when she left, I'm not really sure where she went.
Not your issue. You fired her on the spot.
She's like hanging out front on her cell phone.
Not that spot.
No loitering. If you want to buy whatever,
Jessica.
Come on in.
Crazy.
You know, she has to buy something from the place she just got fired to hang out, wait for a car ride.
Can you hurry?
Yeah. Like, I don't know where this person was, but it's like a convenience store. Yeah. I'll just take a Kit Kat and then I'll wait outside. All right. This is Timothy and Chester.
Hey, guys. I'm a huge fan of the show, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you, man. We appreciate that.
I listen to it every morning when I take my girlfriend to Winthrop. But actually, I used to work at Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't feeling well one day. And I passed out on the job. I just fell out. And I got fired on the spot right then and there.
They can't fire you for medical reasons.
The bad thing is, this was before I found out I was a diabetic and I had low blood sugar.
What'd they do, drag you out? Or they let you get back on your feet?
Like, I woke up in the office, and the boss was like, look, we can't have you working here anymore.
What?
And I went to the doctor a few days later and figured out that I have naturally low blood sugar, and I never knew this beforehand.
Yeah.
And I went back to try to get my job, and she said, sorry, it's already full.
No way. Huh. I mean, that sounds like a... Hang on, let me give you some attorneys off the...
See, to me, it sounds like she hit Tim over the head with something and fired him.
Dragged him in the office.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, buddy. Look, sorry to hear that.
If I ever pass out, can you guys at least call 911 first and then scratch my name off the show?
We're going through your pockets first. That, you can be sure of that. We're getting that credit card. Yeah. We're going to order lunch, then we'll call 911.
Then we'll call 911. Yeah.